today has gone really well because on Monday, when we had clarity from government about what was going to happen, it then allowed us then to be clear with our students and be supportive of them, and the results today have reflected the hard work that they and their members of staff have put in.
And were you relieved about the government's U-turn?
Yes, I was relieved. We should never have been in this position, but we can now move forward, and we as a profession can learn a lot of lessons from what has happened.
What kind of lessons do you think perhaps can be learned?
I think having the data back in June would have allowed the Department of Education and Ofqual to really understand the impact of the algorithm and the algorithmic grades, and to make some changes right at the last minute before results being published can never happen again, and it should never have happened.
And how do you think pupils, because so many pupils felt so passionately about what happened last week, it's been really wonderful to see them all fight for their futures.
I'm really pleased that the younger generation have come out and challenged and pressurised government to reflect and review their decision. And obviously it started with Scotland 2 weeks ago, and then Northern Ireland and Wales, so England had to follow suit, and I'm so pleased that that pressure was there. But the one thing that I would like to say is there's been an apology made by government to the students, but we need to apologise also to the teachers and profession, because they have also worked extremely hard and had to react to so many of these changes, and they need to be acknowledged as well, that hard work.